Thank the Lord for that song this morning. Appreciate your prayers as we look into the scripture today. I'm very thankful that I have found that Christ is my all in all. And preached a message 2 weeks ago on the foundation of truth. And there was a little deviation last Sunday, but the little series, I don't know how the Lord will lead. But I thought when we started this little series, we started with Jesus Christ because he is the foundation of truth. And I thought the Lord was going to take us to the next step, but I can't get away from Jesus this morning, all right? I can't get away. As the Lord started talking to me, continued talking to me about this subject, and I considered in the book of Acts in the 17th chapter when Paul was there. There were the philosophers and different groups, religious groups and idolaters that were kind of wondering what Paul was going to have to say. And they asked a question. They said, "What shall this babbler say?" You know, have you ever wondered that when the preacher got up? Well, what's he going to babble on about this morning? You don't need to nod your head yes. But that they looked at Paul and it's like, well, what's this babbler going to say? Because Paul preached unto them Jesus and the resurrection. Do you realize this morning that there is no greater message that we have to take to the world than the message of Jesus Christ? And gospel, by definition, gospel means good news. And I will say still this morning, in a world where there's so much heartache, there is so much pain, that there is still the good news of Jesus Christ that can transform lives. I still believe in that this morning. Do you still believe in that? I still believe that Jesus Christ can take the drunkard and set him free from their alcohol. I still believe that God, Jesus, can take the adulterer and break them free and can restore what's been broken in their lives. I still believe this morning that Jesus can take what is broken and what has been torn and what is bruised and that he can bring healing. I still believe that this morning. I still believe that Jesus can restore sight to the blind. I still believe this morning that those that have lost their hope and it seems like there's nowhere to turn and there's nothing to do, I still believe in the power of Jesus Christ. We live in a hurting world, and we may not have all of the answers of men. We may not have the ability in ourselves to tell everybody, this I can solve your problem, but I know who I can point them to this morning. There is still power in Jesus Christ and in his blood, and I thank the Lord for that. Jesus Christ is still the foundation of truth. And any time that we get away from the foundation of truth, we're going to get mixed up and we're going to get in trouble. I'm going to say that again. Any time that we individually, personally, in our homes, in our families, in the church, get away from the foundation of Jesus Christ, we're going to get mixed up. We're going to get in trouble. So Jesus told a story over in the book of Luke, and we will turn and read this morning. And most of you know this story very well. But in the book of Luke, in the 6th chapter, beginning with verse 46, Jesus said, "Why call you me Lord?" Do you call Jesus Lord this morning? I hope that everyone here would say, yes, we acknowledge Jesus as our Lord. So Jesus looked on those that were following. He said, why do you call me Lord and you do not the things that I say? You think that's a fair question for us this morning? And if you think I'm stepping on your toes, it's not me, it's the Lord, okay? In your life, is the Lord ever come along? He said, why do you call me Lord? You say you're a Christian, but you're not doing the things I told you to do. How are you doing this morning? Jesus just asked it like it was. Why do you call me Lord? Churches are, I won't say full like they used to be. But there's a lot of people in a lot of church buildings this morning that are giving God praise with their mouth and with their hands.
And I wonder if the Holy Spirit's saying, why do you magnify him with your mouth, but you're not doing the things that I taught you?
Why do you call me Lord and do not the things that I say? So whosoever cometh to me. Now we're talking about the foundation of truth. Whosoever cometh to me and heareth my sayings and doeth them. He said, I will show you to whom he is like. He is like a man which built a house and digged deep and laid the foundation on a rock. And when the flood rose, the stream beat vehemently upon the house and could not shake it, for it was founded upon a rock. But he that heareth the sayings that I'm telling you, those that hear the words of Christ, those that read the Bible, those that know what God is saying, and he said, and you don't do them, it's like a man without a foundation that built a house on the earth, against which the stream beat vehemently, and immediately it fell, and the ruin of that house was great. So might I ask you this morning, what foundation are you building your life on? We hear the words of Jesus. We read the Bible. We can say, yes, the Bible teaches this and this, but are you doing it this morning? If we are not obedient to the words of Christ, we are like those that build a house without a foundation. And you know, the foundation is one of the most important parts of a building. When we just built the tabernacle in Malawi this year, I was amazed, and I was a little kind of questioning it, frankly. But it's sandy soil where we were building the tabernacle. It was sandy soil. And so when they dug the footings, I think here the footings were what, 3 feet? The footings on this chapel were about 3 feet deep. The footings there in Malawi, where it was very sandy soil, they were above my head. So you could just walk in them. And I was like, this is going to cost a lot of money for rebar and cement. And it did. But what they told me was that there have been a lot of buildings that size, big buildings that have been built, and they didn't have deep footings. And the rains came, and because of the sandy soil, it ended up causing those buildings to fall. Foundation's really important this morning. If you are building your life on anything other than the teachings of Jesus Christ, you're going to get in trouble. Jesus said, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine. So is it a fair question to ask us today, who are you listening to? I've shared before, I used to go to a number when I was younger. I went to a number of financial seminars and on some different things. And I remember the instructor, who at the time was a multimillionaire. I remember at the time, he said, if you're going to listen to someone that teaches you how to make money, and they don't have money, why would you listen to them? You know, some people, the people that are the best, have most advice on how to raise children. Do you know who they are? They're people that don't have children. I mean, they can tell you how it ought to be until they get their own. Then all of a sudden, it's like, ah. They have that aha moment. Do you realize that the question for us this morning spiritually is, who are you listening to? Do you realize there's a lot of bad advice in our world today? There's a lot of bad counsel being given. And I know there's a place for maybe here isn't the place we can talk about finances and the place we can talk about all these different issues of life. But I want us to understand, if we're basing our life on something other than the gospel of Jesus Christ, we're going to get in trouble. And if the counsel and the advice that you are following this morning, and it may be your own, you may just have in your mind, this is the way I'm going to do it. See, who are you listening to? You're listening to yourself. If it is contrary or different and does not align with the teachings of Jesus Christ, you're going to get in trouble and you're not going to end up with success. So Jesus said, whoever hears what I have to say and bases their life upon it, he said, that's a wise man that's building on a firm foundation. Even when Paul was speaking over in the book of 1 Corinthians, we won't take the time to read it, but it's in the first chapter. Paul said, when I came unto you,
I came not with excellency of speech, of wisdom declaring unto you the testimony of God, for I determined not to know anything among you save what? Jesus Christ and Him crucified. So when someone comes in and said, I'd like to teach, you say, but where's your degree from? Are you a charismatic speaker? Are you entertaining? Is this gonna be something that will entertain? Paul let him know up front. When I came to you, I did not come with excellency of speech. I didn't come, maybe I was not a man of great eloquence. And I did not come among you with men's wisdom. Again, this gets back to foundation. He said, I came unto you preaching Jesus. That's what he came to do. I determined not to know anything among you save Jesus Christ and Him crucified. And I was with you in weakness and in fear and in much trembling. And he said, my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of men's wisdom. Would you want Paul to be your pastor this morning? Think about it. He let him know, I'm not coming with men's wisdom. I came to preach Jesus. That is the primary function of God's church in this world, is to preach Jesus. I want to share something with you, and this is, I'm being very, very vulnerable, a little vulnerable here and open. But in my young years of ministry, I struggled a little bit with the fact that, well, there's these problems, and there's these problems, and these issues, and Lord, do I, you know, would it be good to maybe get some training in this line? And my degree is actually in mathematics, so I'm not doing any equations on the board. I haven't done a whole lot of that when I'm preaching. It's like, Lord, would it be good to have some training and to have, and you know what the Lord let me know? He did not call me to be a psychologist. He did not call me to hang out my shingle as a counselor of men's wisdom. He let me know, I call you to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because that is what will make a difference in the souls of men. There are places for counsel. There are places for some of the wisdom that men have. And I am not discounting it. Do not misunderstand this morning. But I want us to know that if it contradicts and does not align with what Jesus taught, we are building on the wrong foundation. We're building on the wrong foundation, and we're going to get in trouble. Because then we'll say, but they said, who are you listening to this morning? Well, I've got my opinions, I've got my ideas, I've studied some of the philosophies of life and the ideologies, and I think this is the road I'm going to go down. Folks, there's only one way that leads to heaven this morning, and that is by the way of the cross of Jesus Christ. And to the world, it's foolishness. To the world, it's foolishness. They would rather choose the wisdom of men. But I want us to know that God has, the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. It's foolishness with God. When we get in places, I will tell you the best place you can go for advice when you're struggling spiritually. When you are in a place that you are struggling in your relationships, when you are trying to find places of victory, when you are trying to find places of healing, the best place you can go is to what? The words of Jesus Christ. And Lord, I'm going to come to you, and I need a divine work in my life. We can spend our lives searching, just like the woman that had the physical ailment. She went from doctor to doctor to doctor, and Jesus never criticized her for doing that. We should neither. But when she recognized, I need something divine, she came to Jesus and she found the answer to her problem. There is a place for people in our world. There are other jobs, there are professions that we are all beneficiaries of, but there is no substitute to the power that is in the gospel of Jesus Christ. It is alone able to transform our lives. And too many people are listening. Let's go to the Mardells and go to the self-help section.
And we'll try to do self-help and try to get what I can do this. And well, this one said this and this one that. And when we come and humble ourselves before the cross of Jesus Christ and say, Lord, I am desperate for a need. I have a need in my life and I need help. That's where we will begin to find something that will transform and it will stand the test of time. Folks, there's a lot of storms in life right now. There's a lot of buildings that are crumbling spiritually. Build your life on Jesus Christ. It's the best way. You want the strongest families? Do it the Bible way. You want to know that the best way to raise your children? Do it the Bible way. You want to know what the best way to handle someone that's a problem in your life? I won't ask for a show of hands. Anybody have someone in your life that's a problem to you? So I'm going to go get advice on how to handle this person. You come to me, you know what I'm going to tell you? Let's see, what does the Bible say? It says to love your enemies. It says to forgive them that don't treat you right. That's what the Bible says. And you think, yeah, but I'd rather go a different direction. You're going to end up in a mess. But when we do it the way that Christ taught us, we're going to find it the best way. We're going to find it's going to stand the test of time when we say, Lord, how do you want me to live? I'm not interested in the religions of men. People can claim and they can quote ministers. They can quote churches. They can quote, well, this minister said this. I want to know, what is the foundation? I want to be able to go back to the source and find, what did Jesus say about it? Because that's something to build your life on. I mentioned a couple weeks ago, churches will come and go. These buildings are going to come and go. Pastors will come and go. Ministries will come and go. What's the biggest minister in the U.S. today? Might not be next year. What are you going to base your trust on? Where are you going to build your life? Build it in Jesus Christ this morning. You young people, I want to encourage you with the decisions that you make in life. Come back to the foundation. And be sure that your decisions are aligned. And this is another message, but the Word of God. But where's the value of the Word? The words of Christ. What He taught us. How He taught us to live and to conduct ourselves. So Lord, help us this morning as we build our lives. We were called to follow Christ. And that's where people are called Christians. In the scripture, it said they were first called Christians because they were followers of Jesus. Are we really Christians this morning? Or has it just become a name? So I'm a Christian. Are you an atheist? Agnostic? You know, what are you this morning? We say, well, I'm a Christian. You know what that means? I'm a follower of Christ. So are we followers in word only? I mean, this is personal this morning. But are we followers in name only? Or are we doing what Jesus said, he that hears and does them? See, that's the true foundation of truth this morning is Jesus Christ. And so over in the book of 1 Peter chapter 2, in the 21st verse, he said, for even hereunto were ye called, because Christ suffered for us, leaving us an example that we should follow his steps. So who are you following this morning? Grandma and grandpa? Dad and mom? The church? People you've worshipped with? But my church teaches, if I've said it once, I've said it a whole lot more than that. Who cares what your church teaches? You understand what I'm saying when I say that? Because, again, you can go to the church down the road and say something else. And so because I say it this morning, what should you do with what you hear me preach? Be as the Bereans. Be as the Bereans and get your Bible out and search to see whether those things that I say are true. And if they're not true, plug your ears and go somewhere else. But if it's right, if it's in the scripture, know that we were called to follow Jesus. Hereunto are ye called to follow his steps. And this is how he lived, okay? Now, this is not just some church doctrine that a group of ministers made up somewhere.
This is what the Bible says. So if we're going to call to follow his steps, this is what he did. It said, who did no sin. There is power in the blood of Jesus to break the power of sin in our lives this morning. Shall we continue in sin this morning? God forbid. The moral violations that, yes, there's areas of growth in our life, but the moral violations that separate us from God, lying and stealing and cheating and adultery and fornication and where the love and the affections are, that power is broken through the blood of Jesus Christ, that we can live without going back to those things of the world. He said, neither was guile found in his mouth. No deceitfulness. No deceitfulness. So when we say, I'm a Christian, we're saying, I'm doing what Jesus said. I'm following in his steps. So if I tell you something, you can know that that's true. That's what it means to be a Christian. That's foundational this morning. No guile was found in his mouth. Now listen to this one. When he was reviled, he what? He reviled not again. You did something bad to me and got me upset. Guess what I'm going to do to you? No, it said Jesus, when he was reviled, he reviled not again. And it said when he suffered. Is anybody here suffering this morning? This is what Jesus did. It said he threatened not. This is what it means to be a Christian. When you go through things and people threaten you and don't treat you right, it's not about getting your back up ready to go fight carnally. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God at the pulling down of strongholds. Is not that scripture? Jesus did not threaten, but it said he committed himself to judge righteously. He committed himself to him that judged righteously. He gave it to God. Lord, I commit this into your hands. As a righteous God, in verse 25 of that same verse, that same passage, it says, for ye were as sheep, gone astray, but are now returned unto the shepherd and the bishop of your souls. This morning, I don't want to be one of those sheep that has gone astray. But Lord, I begin to deviate. I begin to get caught up with all of the noise of the world. With what this one said, and all the churches, and all the ministries, and all the books, and all the counselors, and all the psychologists, and everybody saying something different. What am I going to do? Lord, I want to come back to the foundation of truth and say, Lord, how do you want me to live my life? What spirit do you want me to have, Lord? And as a Christian, I want to humbly follow you, leaving all else behind. Lord, maybe I strayed from that. But Paul said, here you're a sheep, or Peter rather, he said, you're a sheep gone astray, but now have returned. Do you know there is great security when you build on a strong foundation? Because if you come and ask me, why do you do this? I don't have to quote an old book. I don't have to quote Grandpa and Grandma. And they're good. I'm glad for Grandpa and Grandma's, and I'm glad for old writings. Don't misunderstand me. But I can come back to a place to say, this is the foundation of truth. And that's a good foundation to build on. And there's no other foundation laid except that is laid by Jesus Christ. He is our foundation this morning. Jesus left the gospel of good news. He went about doing good to all people. He loved people. He lived a life of righteousness and holiness. Just go read the Sermon on the Mount. You say, what do I do? I don't know how to handle this. Go read the Sermon on the Mount. What does Jesus want you to do this morning? This is the foundation. Do you remember over when the Greeks came to the disciples and they said, sir, they said, we would see Jesus. But we want to see Jesus for ourselves. But where are people supposed to look when they want to see Jesus today? I think people still today are asking that question. Sir, we would see Jesus. We want to see him. Do you know that it is our job, our calling this morning, to be living in such a way that people can look on your life? No, I said, well, that's the pastor's job. No, this is all of our job. That people can look on your life and they can see Jesus. Because you're a Christian. You're following Jesus. You're doing what he said, and so they can look on you and see Christ in your life. So, is it fair to ask you this morning how you are doing? Can people see Jesus in you? If I don't know much about the Bible, and I don't know much about church, and I don't know much about all this stuff, but I really want to know who Jesus is. Can someone look at your life and your example, and will they see Jesus? Something practical. Lord, I want to see Jesus. Jesus himself came and spoke not of himself. He said, I speak not of myself, but I speak of the Father. He came demonstrating God's word in the flesh to us. How can we then assume that, or take the, it's so arrogant if we begin to establish our ideas and our opinions and our experiences as foundation of truth. Jesus himself did not do that. Jesus himself said, I speak not of myself, but I speak of the Father. So as a body of people this morning, as a group of Christians who have gathered here today to worship the Lord, is it not the height of arrogance for us to establish our own righteousnesses? Isn't it the height of arrogance for us to think that we got it figured out and we go back 100 years or we go back here or to this one or that one if we don't go all the way back to the foundation of truth, which is Jesus Christ? I believe this morning that there are some opinions that people have that they need to lay down at the foot of the cross. I believe this morning that there are some attitudes that need to be brought to the foot of the cross. There are some people this morning that we need to come back and say, Lord, I want to come back and reestablish my life on a strong foundation that will stand the test of time. Jesus Christ is the only foundation that will stand the shock of eternity. Your opinions and your ideas and the people that you seek to advise and counsel you, accept it be truth of Christ Jesus, it will not see you through to eternity. I had a little bit more, but I believe the Lord's done this morning. As we close the service, I would just ask us to really contemplate and consider where we are and how we've been building our lives. Are you basing your life decisions on the true foundation? Are you letting the decisions that you've been making, and again, I have to answer them for me, because I don't have grace to impart to you. But in our lives, have we been coming back to a foundation of truth in what we do, where we go, how we live, how we talk, the way we behave ourselves, the decisions that we are making, the relationships, husbands and wives in your home, children, your relationships with your parents, young folks, the relationship that you have between each other, can we say, I'm building my life on the foundation of truth? This is what will make a difference, and I thank God for the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. Sing number 240.